Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, there it is. Monday Night Football from the Link. The Eagles and the Falcons tonight. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas Show, Giglio. And yeah, we're dealing with an injury. We got A.J. Brown out, but I'm not worried. We have the home crowd. We have extra rest.
Oh, it's going to be jumping.
Saquon Barkley, Kirk Cousins in primetime. Come on. Haven't we done this 2 years in a row on week two? I believe it's primetime week two. 2 years ago was Monday Night Football. It was a Jalen Hurts coming out party. Mm-hmm. Last year was Thursday Night Football, and it was a DeAndre Swift night. And this year it's Monday night again. This time a different opponent. It's the Falcons. I'm not worried about this game tonight.
Come on, Hugh.
Hugh, you're wearing the plant-based shirt. Are you ready to express some confidence? Or are you nervous?
I'm nervous. Oh. A little trepidation. Oh. I mean, but rightfully so, I gave you the reasons why I felt the way that I felt. I mean, I just feel like, you know, this is going to be one of those things where, you know, it's going to be a tough game. Howard even pointed it out for you. He basically said the same thing that I said.
But that made me feel more confident because Howard's wrong, yeah.
No, it's going to be a tough game.
Fade Eskin.
No, it's going to be a tough game. I think part of the problem is, I think on game day, and I think it has a lot to do with the liquid courage that we're consuming right now. People listen to the show and I'm pissing people off, which I don't mean to be, but I have to tell you how I feel. I can't lie to you about how I'm feeling, you know? So it is what it is. I mean, AJ's hurt. If AJ wasn't hurt, I wouldn't feel this way. Because I look at, and besides, people, when I look at the game, I look at the matchups. And I've never once said that Devontae Smith is going to be handled by AJ Terrell. But if I had the choice between the two receivers that I would want A.J. Terrell to be matched up against, I like A.J. Brown better than I like the matchup with him and Devontae because of the physicality that A.J. Brown has displayed and what he's brought to the table in the past. That's what I'm talking about because A.J.'s a in-your-face, he's a cover corner. He can cover. He's a good corner. So I'm not saying that Devontae can't have a game against him, but I just feel more comfortable with knowing that A.J. Brown is the type of guy you could throw the ball to him, and he's taking the ball from DBs. Like, look, he's a physical guy.
We'd all rather A.J. healthy, and they'd be in a better spot tonight if he was out there. Obviously, he's a great player, and he's been one of the best receivers in the NFL for years now. But I trust Devontae to have a big game. He had 7 catches on 8 targets last week. And Devontae, you know, there's a lot of people out there who believe if A.J. wasn't here, Devontae would be putting up all-pro kind of numbers. Well, tonight's a night. Show it, Devontae.
No,
get Goddard involved. Plus, we have Saquon. Everyone on Friday told me, Joe, stop being plant-based. Stop being this about Saquon. Well, tonight's the kind of night why you have Saquon right?
Let's go. Here's the thing, like trying to help people further understand where I'm coming from. If I'm a defensive coordinator, even as much confidence that as I have in A.J. Terrell, guess what I'll probably do anyway? Mm. Because I don't know what Jahan Dotson brings to the table. I'm going to go ahead and bracket Devontae Smith. I'm going to double team him. I'm going to put my best corner on him, and I'm going to double team him. You know why? Because now you got this other guy who we don't really know that much about. I'm going to make him beat me. That's what good defenses do. I remember going into games when Jim Johnson was our defensive coordinator. And he was like, hey, you know, we're going to make him beat us with his arm. Because we know they can run the ball. We're going to commit to stopping the run, and we're going to make so-and-so beat us with his arm. Or we're going to take away the passing game because we know we can beat them up front, and we're going to just get after them. We're going to take away the passing game, though. We're going to make sure they don't throw nothing. They're going to have to run the ball. It's simple strategy, people. It's not like, you know, you're sitting there saying, well, how I feel. I'm telling you how I think is going to play out or how they're going to attack this team. And that's what they're probably going to try to do. Jalen Hurts, we sat all week long last week, and we talked about how Jalen Hurts should not put the ball in harm's way, and how he really benefited tremendously because he caught a pass, because he could have threw at least four picks, only threw two. Could have threw a lot more. So going into this, knowing that Jalen right now, small sampling size, somewhat reckless with the football, guess what I'm going to do? And Saquon Barkley went off last week. Guess what I'm going to do?
Stop the run.
I'm going to stop that.
Yeah,
you're not running the ball. You're not running the ball. And on top of that, when I look at the stat sheet, Eagles gave up damn near 200 yards on the ground. I got a back. I got a home run hitter back there. I just need to figure out how to feed him the rock. So I just need to get him the ball.
Listen, I hear all your concern. I hear it. I feel the plant-based, you know, just commentary.
I gave you all that analysis, and that's what you come back
with? Well, it's plant-based. Here's the reason. Let me tell you this, all right? So, Hugh, everything you're saying is reasonable. But Kyle, I think Hugh's missing one big point, though.
It's Nick Foles night?
Well, that's a huge point. But two things on the Falcons particular and why I can't be worried tonight. If this was November, I think they're going to be a better team than they are in September. They're still trying to figure it out.
This is true.
And this is not Kirk Cousins at Sunday at 1 o'clock. Sunday at 1 o'clock, Kirk's a damn good Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday,
it's late at night.
It's late at night. I got
he's like a gremlin.
He is a gremlin. Ready for these numbers?
What you got?
These numbers are wild. You want a big sample, small sample, right? Here's a big sample. Kirk Cousins' early 1 o'clock window in his career, 58-35-1. That's a winner. Kyle, at night, Kirk Cousins... late afternoon window or late window, like the night games.
Garbage.
19-36, including 3-10 on Monday night.
He's brutal. It's not even like just a Kirk Cousins thing. I think we all probably overrated the Falcons a little bit heading into the season.
Yeah.
Like, felt like it was their division to lose. I definitely don't feel like that's the case anymore. Their defense might have been a little bit overrated. The offensive line might have been a little bit overrated. Like, if we can actually get pressure on Kirk Cousins, who literally can't move right now in the pocket, then we should be fine. I don't care if A.J. Brown's injured. Well, I do care if A.J. Brown's injured. But, like, in terms of this game, we actually finally have a coordinator who can get creative with you know, moving Devontae around. And maybe they split Saquon out wide. Maybe they get Goddard more involved. Like, I finally have confidence that they'll be able to do that and work around an injury and still be able to come away with a win. Like, that line only moved a point. Like, and I know that's a lot for one player. But 5.5 points, like, they still think the Eagles are going to win this by a score. So, like, I don't know. I can't be too nervous just about the A.J. Brown loss.
Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Fabian is up on WIP. Hey, Fabian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Fabian? What are you feeling for tonight?
Yeah, real quick, in honor of Nick Foles tonight, man, I remember in that Super Bowl, I was in, I was actually in the Army in South Korea watching that game about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Man, I was excited.
I'm sure.
I mean, you weren't the only one.
Yeah, you and all of us. But that's pretty cool. You got to watch it there. And, I mean, it's just an amazing night. And what a performance it was by Nick, Fabian.
Yeah. Hugh.
Yes.
Plant-based Hugh.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
Kosher Hugh.
Kosher. Ain't nothing wrong with being kosher.
Low-sodium Hugh. Sugar-free Hugh.
That's fine. I'll be all that.
He is sugar-free today.
No, I'm definitely not sugar-free. Definitely. Don't put that on me.
You're subliminally throwing them shots at Devontae Smith without
how am I? Okay.
How about this, Fabian? Read it between the lines.
How am I throwing shots?
You could put A.J. Terrell. You could put Champ Bailey, Darrell Revis, whoever.
Okay, let's stop. Okay, let's stop. Let's stop, Fabian, with the Champ Bailey comparison, because that's not – now you're being disrespectful. You're being disrespectful to a Hall of Famer. Stop it. Come on, man. Stop it.
And Devontae Smith – It can be on that route to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he could definitely be on the route, but he ain't on that route right now. Who's the better? Who's the better? Like, Fabian, let me ask you this, man. Who's the better receiver between the two, in your opinion?
Devontae Smith.
Okay, Devontae. Well, that's cool, because I feel the same way that you do. But okay, who do you feel would be the size, the physicality that A.J. Terrell plays with would be a better matchup for him in order to have success?
I mean, physically wise, yeah, A.J. Brown.
So how am I being disrespectful when you sitting here and you're agreeing with exactly what I'm talking about? How am I being disrespectful?
Because, Because, Hugh, at the end of the day, Devontae Smith, he's been doing this before A.J. Brown got here. You don't think he's gone up against the most physical cornerbacks, whether you're playing press or whether you're playing off man? Like, he's going to get open. He's going to get his.
I'm not saying he can't get open, but Joe even talked about how, with A.J. Brown being here, how much a better receiver that he is. So, again, I'm asking, how am I being disrespectful when the numbers bear out that that is the case?
Because with A.J. Brown being out, if A.J. Brown was playing, I can say that your opinion on us, you know, not, you know, maybe winning or whatever would totally be different if A.J. Brown was playing, which is why I say that's just disrespectful to Devontae Smith, because he's still a number one receiver.
What
we still have our odds of winning this game are still very high.
I never said we were going to lose this game. That's number one. I just said, I started the show with this. This game is not going to be as easy as we think it is. That's what I said.
And I think a lot of people, Fabian, we appreciate the call. I think a lot of people, Hugh, are feeling the same way as you. Maybe they just don't want to express it, or then, you know, it's a day to be amped up. People want to be amped up for a game. Maybe it's Liquid Courage. Maybe it's Foles Night. I don't know.
And so they want to be told. They want to be massaged. This ain't the Deshaun Watson massage parlor situation. No, that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to tell you what I think I see. And what I'm telling you is this: this is not going to be a cakewalk. I know everybody's excited about Nick Foles being here. You want me to tell you what you want? It ain't my job. My job is not to make you comfortable. My job is not to massage your ego. My job is to tell you how I feel on this radio station about the matchup.
Are we keeping it a bean or a buck? We're keeping it a bean. Keeping it a bean. And here's the bean I'm keeping this, all right? Kirk Cousins, prime time, is not walking in here and winning. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tougher.
You haven't heard me say they're going to win by 17.
No,
I just
that's
think
what I'm saying, but it's going to be tougher. Like, we want, like, see, this is the thing. As I look at the phone lines and everybody mad, don't be mad, because I'm being honest. Like, I didn't say you want a cakewalk. It's not going to be a cakewalk.
You know what else? You know what else I think scared you a little bit?
What's that?
Yesterday's games.
Man, I'm sitting here watching the
upsets.
Games.
A lot of upsets.
And you're sitting here and telling me, oh, we got this. Hey, man. It's a lot of upsets. Yes, it was a lot of teams that felt like they did. We okay. Let's ask you this question: when we were talking about the Saints last year, when we were doing our little matchups, I think all of us had us beating the Saints, right?
Well, not all of us. Someone said short week road game in a dome.
No, I think it was you, huh?
I said. But
I thought so too.
Now, to be fair, I didn't think the Saints were going to be that good.
Like Saints, no. What you say, Joe, in the first 2 weeks of the season?
91 points.
Come on, man.
All right, let me throw this out there, because I think you're onto something interesting. Is tonight, do they need to win the game? It's not a must-win game.
And yes, they need to win this.
All right, let me ask you. People might be less than like, Joe's an idiot. They're 1-0, it's week two. But let me point this out. When the schedule came out, we thought, all right, Green Bay's a tough game. But
yes.
Then they get Atlanta at home off extra rest. That's probably a win.
Yes.
Then they get to go to New Orleans. Derek Carr, Dennis Allen. Then they get to go to Tampa. They're okay. That schedule looks a lot tougher.
It's different. Like you,
yes.
Like, and this is how you look at it strategically if you're a fan. You say, okay, now this game against the Falcons is winnable. Not an easy game. Winnable game. Not easy game. Like you might have to tighten the chin strap for that Saints game. Just a little tad bit tighten it, a little tighter chin strap. Bucks, same thing. Then you got the Browns, who yesterday squeaked by. They won.
The defense played well.
The defense, like, dog, that three-game schedule, that looks daunting.
So Howard mentioned to us that four of the next five are on the road after this game. And the point I'm trying to make here is if the Eagles win tonight, they're 2-0, and they can go to New Orleans on Sunday, and they could walk out Sunday afternoon at 3-0 and be clearly the most impressive team
yes.
in the NFC to start the year. There's also a situation, Hugh, where if tonight goes the way you think, and maybe they scuffle tonight, and then we know Sunday's going to be a challenge, like they could be 1-2 on Sunday. The next 6 days are going to tell a tale of how – are the Eagles just part of the muck of the NFC, or are they above the muck? If they win tonight and win Sunday, they're on top of the NFC as we enter week four. Like, they're clearly on top of it. If they lose tonight, all of a sudden things get very hairy very quickly here, Kyle. Like, you know, this is like a turning point or a pivot point to the season.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a must-win game.
There it is.
Like – with everything that happened yesterday, the Lions losing, the Niners losing, the Cowboys losing.
There's an opportunity.
And considering that the next two games, like, that's a tough road trip, man. That's going to be challenging. The Saints and the Bucs are both going to be two tough games.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is going to be the easiest one of the next, like, maybe 3-4 weeks.
Well, based on the betting spread, it is.
It's a must-win. It's a must-win game.
Hmm. Gotta have it tonight.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it tonight.
No, I'm with you.
But you know, they will have it. They will have it.
And let me tell you, I got friends of mine texting me, talking about, come on, Hugh. You're bringing this down. Hey, Ted, you my dog. You'll be okay.
Sorry, partner.
You'll be okay. Ted, you'll be okay.
Well, they'll be okay when the Eagles get a victory tonight. Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Like, we want a comfortable victory.
Yes.
It ain't going to be comfortable.
Can we have one? When was the last comfortable? Because, you know, it's not about you. It's about the Eagles.
Yeah, I know you are, but it's like, don't stand up.
But can I just have a comfortable win with the Eagles?
Listen,
when was the last comfortable Eagles win?
It's not supposed
to be comfortable. October of last year? It is.
The strife.
The Saints win comfortable.
Hey, listen.
The Saints.
Strife. We the Saints. We got strife.
We hate the Saints.
This is the type of games that build character.
Oh, I heard that last year.
Go.
And then we our character died at the end.
Y'all gonna leave me alone by what I say. Like Ted, my dog. You be all right, Ted. Stop. You shouldn't start drinking so early. Now you're nervous.
Hold on. On game day, there are no rules. Ken in Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Ken?
Hey, a couple things real quick before I get to this. Hugh, I'm not mad at you, by the way. You're not irrational in what you're saying. I appreciate it. I don't know if you guys got a chance to read the Dave Dambacorta article yesterday in the Inquirer about the 1980 Eagles and the concussions. It was really kind of heartbreaking, and I would love to see Jeffrey Lurie has been an owner that has lived his values in public. You know, look at the green energy at the stadium and the autism initiative and all that. It would be great to see Jeffrey Lurie go beyond the woefully inadequate settlement program that the NFL has for these guys, because they really left it out there for us as Eagles fans, and they weren't making the big money that they're making now. So if you haven't read that piece, it's really eye-opening.
Yeah, I did read it, Ken. It's powerful. I agree with you. It'd be great if Jeff did something like that. And it did make me feel something to, like, that era of football, because those players just had no idea. I mean, like, that era, and even, I guess, I don't know when we started to know, 20 years ago, but, like, they had no idea in the 80s what they were doing to their bodies. None.
And then on Cal Stevens, real quick, look, everybody knows it takes 40 guys to win a World Series. So, you know, Cal Stevenson hopefully is going to be one of those 40 guys. He's 28 years old. He's not a kid. There's a reason why he's a career minor leaguer. If the missing piece to a parade down Broad Street is Cal Stevenson, you know, we're all in pretty big trouble.
Are you jealous, Ken?
I'm not jealous.
You sound a little jealous.
Do you want to be on a parade float too? We could try to get you on there.
I'm going to be on the Eagles parade float when Hassan Reddick isn't here because I predicted last spring that he wasn't going to be an Eagle.
You're no Joe from the Northeast.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, there's only one. There's only one. I'm only Ken from Cinemission. Listen, it's irrational to suggest that the Eagles are a better team without A.J. Brown than they are with A.J. Brown. So all these people kind of, you know, just dismissing it like, oh, well, we don't need A.J. Brown. Well, yeah, you do need A.J. Brown. I mean, it's like saying we don't need Lane Johnson. Okay, well, you know, they don't win without Lane Johnson. So, but they are a better team than the Falcons. So even without A.J. Brown, they're not as much better without A.J. Brown, but they're still a better team. And I do have faith that Coach Goober can be creative in how he schemes up, you know, schemes guys open. I think we're going to see more two-back stuff. Tonight is Britton Covey's coming out party as a slot receiver, and I think they're going to get the ball in his hands. And this is a guy who's sudden, who makes people miss. And look, they should win this game as long as they don't turn the football over.
This is your Joe from the Northeast Hail Mary. You're trying to become the Britton Covey guy, Ken. This is so obvious.
Merrill has that corner. Oh, right. Merrill's the Britton Covey guy.
I'm not a Britton Covey truther, but look, he's going to play. You know,
he is. So. He's going to get snaps in the slot, a lot of them. I think it's going to be Rager and Devontae on the outside, and it's going to be...
I'm seeing right through this, Ken.
Oh, Ken, we appreciate the call. All right, so I'm hoping to rely more on Saquon and Devontae, but maybe it's the Britton Covey night. Yeah, I mean, does that make everyone feel better that it's the Britton Covey night?
Oh, no. Britton Covey?
Could be his night. In the slot, he's shifty. No, you're not seeing it, huh?
I don't see that.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Mm. And I know I'm bringing a lot of people's high down, but it's like, just like, put it like this. Just like last week when I almost blew up the parlay. When I said, man, I feel like Saquon's going to have a big day.
And he did
have a big day. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I try to play out in my head how I think the game is going to go. And with you know, the knowledge of, you know, playing in the defense and trying to see how the team is going to attack, it does change things. It changes it more than you know by A.J. not being out there.
Of course it does.
So much so that what the spread moved like a point.
A point,
right?
Yeah, from 6.5 to 5.5, almost immediately.
So it's now you think about it. If I don't have the two receivers, I don't know what Jahan Dotson is gonna bring to the table. So I'm a double team Devontae Smith.
And they might tonight, and it's up to Devontae to get open and Jalen to find the open guy if he is double team. All right, listen, we could disagree on nerves for tonight, confidence or not. Here's what we all can agree on. Boy, it was fun watching the Cowboys get their butt kicked yesterday.
Oh, man, all day.
Let's hear some of that as the Saints went down a big D and really dominated Dallas.
First and goal at the 5. Carr will hand the ball to Kamara, coming on the right side to the goal line, pushes through a tackle and scores as he throws deep to the middle to Shaheed, caught it over the top of Donovan Wilson, and strolls in for a 70-yarder. Middle screen, Kamara 50, 40, 30, 10, touchdown. Carr under center, handoff Kamara, left side, look at all the room. 5-yard line, touchdown Saints. First and goal, quarterback sneak, Carr's in, touchdown Saints. Saints have 5 first half possessions and 5 touchdowns.
Oh, how fun was that yesterday? The Saints went down to Dallas and just, Hugh, they rocked the Cowboys. That game was over in the first quarter yesterday.
Yeah, whoever had Alvin Kamara in their fantasy football team, they cleaned up yesterday, man. Woo. Like, for real, he had a day.
Some of us went against him, man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I had some friends of mine, they went against him too, and they were not happy.
Mm-mm.
They were not happy. So it's one of those things, man, that it's always good to see Dallas lose, especially in that fashion.
32 yards offense, 7.7 yards a play. What happened to that Cowboys defense? They got beat up 190 on the ground by the Saints yesterday. That was fun to watch as Dallas loses. 215-592-9490. Put your phone calls next. Does A.J. Brown being out make you nervous for a night? It's okay to say it. Hugh said it. He's saying it with his chest. I'm not nervous. They'll beat this Falcons team. This is a good spot at home. Extra rest against a dome team. And we need people to talk to Hugh as being very plant-based today. He is. 215-592-949 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100. And get your confidence back or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.